This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Due to hefty cuts in Governor Parnell's proposed capital budget, the Susitna-Watonna Hydroelectric Project is having its timeline pushed back. KTNA's Philip Manning reports the Alaska Energy Authority learned it would be receiving less than 10% of the funding it would need to complete the studies and other pre-licensing steps for the project in a press release Monday. AEA says $110 million will be needed, but Governor Parnell's proposed budget provides for just $10 million. So AEA is pushing back the Susitna-Watonna project's timeline by 4 months, beginning with the initial study report that was originally scheduled for next month. That report will now be considered a draft, with the final report coming in June. Pushing the initial report back by 120 days will push filing of the final application to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to early 2016, back from the fall of 2015 as originally planned. Work on the project will be limited to what's left of fiscal year 2014's $95 million budget, in addition to the $10 million for fiscal year 2015. Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell has rejected a proposed initiative that sought to ban commercial shore gill nets and set nets in non-subsistence areas. Supporters of the proposal billed it as a conservation effort, but critics, like the Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association, call it a fish grab by opposing interests. Keegan Randall, Holly Brooks, and Sadie Bjornson of the Anchorage-based Alaska Pacific University team have been named to the American cross-country ski team for the Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia, coming up next month. The three attend APU's Nordic Ski Center, which began a decade ago as a regional Olympic training center for cross-country skiers. The longtime first chief of the Otna-Athabascan people died Sunday in Gulkana at the age of 99. Ben Neely was born in 1914. He worked construction and other jobs and became a Baptist minister. Granddaughter Monica Sanford, who lived with her grandparents as a child, says her grandfather Ben Neely and his wife Hazel also worked hard to put food on the table for their 8 children, spending summers at fish camp on the Copper River.
Taking care of the fish wheel, getting fish, cutting up fish, putting away fish for the winter. And here go hunting in the fall time. Him and my grandma would go out and they would go, my grandma would be berry picking and he would be hunting.
And what kind of game did he hunt?
Moose, caribou, beaver. A porcupine, muskrat, rabbit snaring.
Neely's daughter, Lorraine Jackson, says as first chief, Neely represented the Otna people at cultural and other events.
He gave speeches at the pot launches, and he was a good example, what I could say. He was a good example as a cultural and subsistence lifestyle. He spoke his language. He was a fluent language. Fluent speaker in our language, the Otna dialect.
She says he also lived according to his faith.
He learned how to love people through the Bible, through Jesus. So he loved people. He just, everywhere he went, he loved people. He cared for people. And he told us that in the community here, to love one another all.
Visitation services will be held at the First Baptist Church at 10th and L in Anchorage Thursday at 7 p.m. and at the Gulkana Community Hall Friday at 7 p.m. Funeral services will be held at the Glen Allen High School Gymnasium Saturday at 1 p.m. Ben Neely died at the age of 99, 2 months before what would have been his 100th birthday. Survivors include 5 children, 16 grandchildren, and 10 great-grandchildren. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.